Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, here we are. The day before. Amazing, right? The day before. And Donald Trump is going to speak soon in Reading, Pennsylvania. And all eyes are on PA. All eyes are on PA. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Trump is going to, he's got 4 rallies today. And it's this will be his second. He's going to speak tonight. I mean, he's all over the place today. But both campaigns are in Pennsylvania. Everybody's kind of figured out now that whoever wins Pennsylvania is going to win the presidency. This is what I've been telling you now for how many months, right? But let me begin the show with a very big announcement at this moment. A very big announcement, because I said I would do it live at 3 o'clock. So I've been telling you to keep November 13th open. Now I can tell you why. It is our next Politics and Pints with me and Jimmy Failla. That's right. It is going to be on Thursday, November 13th at the Media Theater in Media, PA, 7:30 p.m. We'll have a cash bar. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be a lot of fun. And what you got to do is get your tickets. This will be a hot show, and it's going to sell out. Just me and Failla on stage together, just joking around and talking about whatever's going on in the world that day. And who knows, maybe by then we'll know who won the election. So it's going to sell out very quickly. So please go to 1210WPHD.com and get your tickets for our Politics and Pints. Zeoli, Failla, together on stage. That's the big announcement to start the show right now, right off the top. All right? Excellent. It's going to be great. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be kind of like watching the Rat Pack hang out, and then you'll get to be part of it, too. And there'll be other fun things around that night we'll talk about as we get a little bit closer. But obviously, we're all reacting to what took place in Bucks County on Friday, people waiting in line till 8:15, 8:30 p.m. to vote. So I was on with Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer this morning on America's Newsroom. And basically, this is what I said to them this morning. I said, I don't think this is going to be as close as everybody thinks. My basic thinking is I don't think this election's close. I think whoever wins is going to win commandingly. I think the polls are all fugazis. I don't trust any of them. They're giving Trump too much weight to make up for the undercounting of him in 2020, 2016. And some of the polls are thinking there's a shy Harris voter, so they're giving more credence to that. Even the New York Times is admitting that. They admitted a whole thing yesterday about the polling and how they may be overcompensating for the shy Harris voter, and they may be overcompensating for Trump. And I don't believe any of the polls. I just go with my gut. My gut tells me Trump's going to win. My gut tells me it's not going to be close. But it's all going to depend on turnout. And the only caveat to that is there clearly is a very big anti-Trump sentiment in this country. We're told now that women are leading in the early voting. Women, particularly women over age 40 and really over age 50. I don't know how to make that. If it is about abortion, I don't know if that demographic really cares that much about it. Because the demographic that's voting in the lowest numbers right now is the 18 to 30 demographic. You would think they would be much more, if that's going to be an issue that motivates them, they'd be fired up. But, and I don't know, maybe those women are voting for Trump. Maybe the early voting is they care about the economy, they care about the border, they care about all these things, and that's what's happening. Obviously, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, Democrats have a lead in early voting, but it's down from where it was in 2020. So you can interpret that as lack of enthusiasm on their part, or you can interpret it as there's no pandemic and they're all going to vote in person tomorrow. Either way, you have to vote tomorrow. I mean, that's it. because we've done everything we can at this point. We'll still do more today. We're going to talk to a bunch of people from the Trump campaign. We'll do everything we can the next 48 hours, but it's just going to come down to turnout. It really is. It's going to come down to turnout. And to that end, David Axelrod's very nervous that women and urban voters are not going to turn out in the numbers that they need. I'll just share this little nugget of information with you in Pennsylvania compared to 2020. Urban turnout is down by 380,000 votes. Female turnout is down by 450,000 votes compared to 2020. So either that means that they're just all going to vote tomorrow, or it means that they're just not excited about this candidate, or and they're going to stay home. And then the ones that have voted have been voting for Trump because the enthusiasm for Trump is big, which is why I think you saw what you saw happen in Quakertown and Levittown and other parts of Bucks County, where they were purposely, deliberately making people wait in line for 6 hours. Inexcusable, 100% deliberate, in my opinion, no question about it. So to try to depress the turnout for Trump supporters is certainly a thing, no question about that. I think you'd have to be a fool to not see that and not recognize that. And that's the big story of the hour as we kick off this pre-election day show for you. And it's brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, the master of implant dentistry, named the top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. Schedule your free implant consultation today at 856-786-2020. All right. And do that today. So it turnout's going to be everything. My gut tells me that it's not close and Trump's going to win commandingly, but I could be wrong because people may the anti-Trump vote may eclipse that, and we know there's going to be cheating. We know there's going to be shenanigans. We know all those things happen. I've been in politics since I was in sixth grade. I've seen it all. I know it's going to occur. It's just a matter of what number, no doubt about that. So the only way to do that is to just have a lot of people who are coming out to vote for Trump, and if we do that, he's going to win, I think, because he's leading in all these battleground states in terms of turnout and registration. I just don't think the polls are that accurate. But there's a lot of other people who are out there right now who are telling us that Kamala Harris is going to win and that all these people are going to turn out in the end. And it's going to be that, you know, it's just going to be a matter of that time. Matt, I'd sent you a clip earlier today of David Axelrod. I don't see it on the cut sheet. Do you know what number it is by chance?
Hold on. Give me 1 second. I'll find it.
OK, while he's doing that, let me just mention that if you have any issues tomorrow, and we'll talk to Linda Kearns about this later in the show, if you have any issues tomorrow, show up, get your provisional ballot, and vote. If you need any help tomorrow, paprotectthevote.com. They're going to have poll watchers, lawyers dispatched everywhere. I retweeted a tweet from Lara Trump earlier today. They have over 200,000 poll watchers ready to go. They have 500 lawyers in every swing state who are ready to go, and that's it. All right. Now, I'm looking at all these scenarios that I see, and all the scenarios, and I'm just trying to give you an overview of how this could all play out, because, well, I do think Trump's going to win. I'm going by gut instinct more than anything. And my gut has been right most of the time. I'm going by things like enthusiasm. I'm going by the fact that the Democrats seem very, very worried at this moment in time. And I'm going by the fact that I think America's had it with the last 4 years. I'm also going by things, and this is what I said this morning to Dana. I said the fracking issue. I think if in Western Pennsylvania, the fact that fracking is such an issue and they don't believe Kamala Harris when she says she's not going to ban it. And they've done a great job of bringing in people like Elise Stefanik, who've talked about how there's a fracking moratorium in New York. So Pennsylvania's seen the Democrats' war on energy. They know what they're capable of doing. And the 100,000 people that work in the industry, plus the 350,000 people in all the towns and all the communities around it who know the importance of fracking, I think that's advantage Trump. I think the fact that people like Scott Pressler and Cliff Maloney, Chasing PA, and these other groups have flipped these counties from blue to red, the collar counties of Pennsylvania, even if they've only flipped them by a couple votes, who cares? That's a huge sign. That's a really big sign going into Election Day. The fact that Republicans have embraced early mail-in voting to such a degree that they have is a great sign for Trump. In 2020, we were not there. We weren't. The system was not set up for it. Trump was not was telling people not to do it. Now they've embraced it, and the numbers are there, and they look good. I go by the fact that Nate Silver came out today and had some map about inflation showing that as inflation is going down, Kamala Harris is benefiting. And I said this morning on Fox News. I don't know where inflation is going down. Like, I went to the grocery store yesterday. We made homemade pasta. I made a short rib ragu. If you go on Instagram, you can see Chef Reagan helping me make the homemade pappardelle. But I went to the grocery store. I don't think inflation is easing at all, actually. I think in some ways stuff has gotten more expensive in the last couple of weeks. So, again, I think it's advantage Trump. And then the other factor is that we know that Kamala Harris's super PAC said that the Hitler talk, the fascist talk, the all the other nonsense is not it's not working. It's not moving the needle on them. And she has not closed the deal when it comes to the economy. So here's David Axelrod, very concerned that the key constituencies that Kamala Harris needs are not going to show up tomorrow. Take a listen.
Most worried about right now.
Well, look, the watchword of the day is humility here. When you have polls that are this close, and I'm sitting next to one of the great pollsters, if you and I think she would tell you, when you have polls this close, you're not sure of anything. And it really matters who shows up because these polls are not precise. So what I'm worried about is you're counting on some women who are independent Republican women to come out and vote for Harris. Is that going to materialize? Is the gender gap going to be what you need it to be? Are minority voters going to come out in the numbers of African-American voters in particular? And are you going to get the margins that you want there? So there are a lot of open questions, and they're obviously working it hard right now. There are feet on the street, and they're doing the kind of work that you do in a race like this. But this race is filled with uncertainty today.
This race is filled with uncertainty. First of all, the independent Republican women that they keep talking about, the Nikki Haley voters, the good turnout to vote for Kamala Harris, that strategy is based on this idea that they believe the notion that Trump is a danger to democracy, which is a fantasy. I think it's a fantasy that the left has. It's not real. And they keep hanging their hat on this. And I think it's a fantasy. I think people are going to break for Trump in the end because they're going to go, it's about the economy. I don't think he's Hitler. I don't think he's going to be a dictator. I don't believe it. And then they see the last minute media attacks, like the twisting that they did recently where they took, and Tom Elliott has this amazing supercut at Grabian, 3.5 minutes. I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, but of all the people lying about Trump's comments about Liz Cheney, that he wanted to shoot her, you know, nine barrels or whatever nonsense. So I think people have seen that too, and they go, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. But look, I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know. Nobody knows. These polls, I just don't think polling is accurate in America. I don't think we can really gauge anything by polls. They've been so wrong. I don't know how to reach. I don't think pollsters really know how to reach people. I think they're forced to change numbers here and there. I'm going with my gut that says people are reasonable and they're going to see Trump as the better choice because of the economy and the border and national security and World War III and cutting regulation and all these things. I'm going with that from a rational, logical choice. There are a lot of people in this country who are not rational and logical. So if their hatred of him just overwhelms everything and, you know, we look at the rallies and the enthusiasm factor and everything like this, and we assume that that's representative of the larger public, and then he loses, that's, you know. So to prepare for that, all you can do is just vote, get your friends to vote, get your family members to vote. If anyone's on the fence about it, just tell them they got to vote. And if they're really not sure who to vote for, just tell them about all of the crazy lefty things that Kamala Harris has said. If they don't know that by now, I don't know. I don't know how anybody can vote for a candidate who at one point talked about banning cheeseburgers. I know it sounds like a minor point, but it shows you the authoritarianness of who this person is. Really. And how anybody in Pennsylvania can vote for a candidate that was so openly wanting to ban fracking. You know, not just teasing it around the edges, but just all in banning fracking. And you know what I mean? I don't know how anybody could do that. I don't know how anybody could vote for a candidate who was in charge of the border all these years and has allowed this disaster to occur. And I don't know how anybody could support a candidate who wants to keep this endless war in Ukraine going. But then again, the military industrial complex is very, very strong. So the only thing you can do is vote. My gut tells me Trump wins. My gut tells me it's not going to be close. And my gut tells me he's going to have a very good day tomorrow. I can only go by my gut. That's what my gut tells me. We shall see. And obviously, we know they're going to try to cheat. We know that. Luckily, the good news, the RNC is ready for it. They've got every scenario they've imagined. So if that is keeping you from voting, like you think, well, they're going to steal it, please don't let that be. Don't do that. Just get out there and just do your part and let the lawyers worry about the rest and let the people that are in charge of that, let them handle that. All right. We're going to talk to Donald Trump Jr. He's going to call on the show in just a few minutes. I'm excited about that. The Trump bus is in PA today, and Trump's going to speak at a big rally in Reading, PA. We've got a lot to chat about today on the show. 855-839-1210. Give me your thoughts. Give me your predictions. Phone lines are open. You can tweet me as well at Rich Zeoli, and we're coming right back.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
We got a lot to chat about, all right, as the day goes on. And we are excited about the fact that Donald Trump Jr. will be calling in. And also excited for our next Politics and Pints event, which is going to be November 13th. And it's going to be me and Jimmy Failla on stage, just hanging around, having a great time, laughing it up, having fun. Media Theater in Media PA. Tickets are on sale now at 1210wphd.com. So get your tickets now because this will sell out. It's going to be a hot show. It's going to be a very hot show. All right. So do that today. I guess basically what I'm saying is I don't really believe any polls at this point. I mean, I just, you know what I mean? Polls that show Trump winning, polls that show Kamala Harris winning. I don't believe him. My gut at this point is more important than anything like else. And so I think Trump wins. I think he has a good day tomorrow. And I think it, but it depends on people turning out to vote. So turn out and vote. That's all you can do. That's it. That's all you can do. You do your part. That's what you got to do, obviously. And look, I got it. I mean, the guy's working hard. His campaign's been on message. His last ad that he put out over the weekend was phenomenal. Phenomenal closing ad about uniting the country. I think his campaign has been very disciplined on talking about the economy and the border. And Kamala Harris's campaign, they were never able to close the deal. I don't even know that's the right term for it. I mean, they were never able to move beyond Trump scary, Trump meanie pants. Same crap Hillary Clinton tried in 2016. You saw how that worked out for him. I mean, they're literally doing the exact same playbook with a big concert the night before the election. It's like we've gotten it back in the DeLorean and driven back in time. So I think he has a good day in Pennsylvania tomorrow. And if he has a good day in Pennsylvania tomorrow, he wins the White House and goes from there. I think Pennsylvania and Michigan go his way. And I think it's because of a big part of that is the Green New Deal. A big part of that is the fact that energy workers know the nonsense that Democrats are capable of, banning gas cars and wanting to ban fracking and wanting to ban gas stoves. And they know all this, and they're not going to take a chance. They're just not. It's why the union guys are with Trump. It's why the cops and the firemen are with Trump, and also why they're also backing the Republican candidates, too. It's why Dave McCormick, who I think is going to have a good day tomorrow. In fact, so tonight after the show, I'm actually driving to Pittsburgh. And I'm going to do the show live tomorrow from Dave McCormick's Victory Party in Pittsburgh. I was starting my day tomorrow with a hit on Fox and Friends first at 4:30 in the morning. So if you're up tomorrow at 4:30 in the morning, and I don't know why you would be, tune in and join me for that. If you're not up at 4:30 in the morning, then just watch the replay like a normal person later in the day. But that's how I'm starting my day. And then we'll have a fun night tomorrow night. We're going to be live covering the election all the way up until 10 or 11 o'clock tomorrow night, right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. All the hosts joining together, and we'll have lots of things to chat about. We're probably not going to know anything by the time we get off the air, but maybe we will. I don't know. My comment today on America's Newsroom was, I don't think this race is as close as everybody says. And I'm basing that on a lot of factors, but basically I'm basing it on my gut. And I'm basing it on that. And the fact that people were willing to wait in line for 6 hours in Bucks County the other day. I mean, so the Democrat enthusiasm is not there. And what we saw in 2016 was the enthusiasm to stop Trump is just not enough. It's not enough for them. Stopping somebody does not move people the way moving towards a candidate does. And Trump voters are excited to go back to the way things were. You know, it's like a Kamala Harris comes out and goes, we're not going back. People are actually turning around and going, we'd like to go back. Actually, we'd like to go back to the way the economy was and gas prices were and inflation was before you guys got in there and screwed everything up. So, yeah, we kind of would like to go back, actually. Their message has been off. Their message has been off in a lot of different ways. And the other thing is the Latino vote, which is great for Trump right now. He's going to be in Reading again, speaking shortly. That's a big Latino population in that part of the state. And in Philadelphia, what we've seen, and we know the numbers, and you know what? This is great because here I can welcome back to the show a great friend of the show. And that, of course, is Donald Trump Jr. live right now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Hey, Don, how are you?
I'm doing good, buddy. Good to be back with you. Sorry for the background noise. My dad's sitting on the stage in Reading, and the whole stadium.
No, that's okay. It's all right. I can hear the enthusiasm. We're excited. We're going to take some of the rally live, and just you know, as soon as he starts talking. So,
great.
How you feeling?
Listen, honestly, guys, it feels really good. This is my third time around. If our guys show up, if men show up tomorrow, if we do our part, we vote, we bring our friends. I think we can end this tomorrow night, and ending it tomorrow night's critical because it doesn't give them the time over the next few days to magically find these other votes. So if everyone shows up, if everyone brings a friend, we can put this thing to bed and save our country tomorrow.
That would be amazing. Wouldn't that be nice if we can all go to bed knowing that your dad won and we could have a nice early night? That'd be fantastic.
I think it'd be incredible. I mean, you look at the insanity of what's going on. You look at the total lack of enthusiasm for Kamala Harris. You look at how she's changing her tactics every day. You don't change tactics in a presidential campaign if they're working. And you certainly don't do that every other day in the last 3 weeks. She's failing because everyone understands that the problems we have now in America, whether it's the cost of living crisis created by them, whether it's the wars in the Middle East, whether it's the immigration insanity, whether it's the open border, everything, it's all because of her. They get it. They understand that. They understand that Donald Trump is the only guy that can fix it. But we still have to show up. We can't just sit back. Don't believe the polls. Don't believe the numbers. Half of them are designed to get you to be overconfident so you stay at home. The other half are designed to demoralize you so you stay at home. Get out and vote. Do your part. If you do that, you get in line, you stay in line, you video any kind of nonsense you see going on. Let's end this thing once and for all, and let's get our country back and put Americans first for a change.
God, that would be so great. That'd be amazing. And I know your dad is taking the stage to speak, and I see a lot of women behind him, women for Trump. The left is out there lying and saying that all these women voters are coming out and voting for Kamala Harris. I'm not buying that. I don't think that they're telling the truth about that.
No, listen, right now women tend to break to the other side, obviously, and there's more of them. We need men to show up tomorrow, but there are a lot of women that support Trump because guess what? Like you see the ads for the Democrats. They want to be able to have, you know, abortions until people are 25 years old. They want to, like, how about this? Like, what about the women who are concerned about their sons not getting shipped off to World War III?
Right.
How about those
right.
women? Where are those women? Because that's where we're headed, Rich. That when you look at what's going on in the world right now, like I you know, I'm a girl dad and I'm a boy dad. I've got girls and I've got boys. And frankly, for my kids' safety, I'm much more worried about my boys getting drafted to fight in World War III for a war that no one's even told us why we would participate, let alone why we're spending $250 billion that's causing grocery prices to be through the roof that, you know, regular Americans are getting crushed every day. I'm more concerned about that, and I would think women should be too.
Yeah, I know. Listen, my son's 10, and I'm worried about it, and I'm tired of these endless wars. And your dad, for 4 years, we had no new wars, and that's why the military-industrial complex has always been trying to stop him from day one.
Yep.
And it's why all these war hawks, and, you know, they make a lot of money off these wars, and that's what we're up against. That's what we're up against right now.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're embracing Dick and Liz Cheney, the Democrats are. Think about that. Dick Cheney, the architect of the endless wars, maimed and killed, you know, tens of thousands of Americans, but also hundreds of thousands of people in foreign lands that have no idea why we're even there. We've spent trillions of dollars on this nonsense. And, like, they're going to put Liz Cheney as, like, a DOD, at the Department of Defense, to keep this stuff going so that a couple of their cronies in Washington, D.C. can get rich. Donald Trump made peace deals in the Middle East. We're going to be at war forever. And in the next presidency, my oldest boy is going to turn 18. I don't want him to get drafted again for wars that, and I do this now kind of for a living. Like, I know everyone, even the Republicans in Congress can't tell me why we'd be in Ukraine, why we'd be fighting it, why we'd spend the money that we are, other than there's a couple powerful people in Washington, D.C. who have made billions on it. And they're going to destroy our country. They're going to destroy our economy so they can put a couple of bucks in their pocket. That's not acceptable. It's enough is enough. Let's end this stupidity once and for all. We can do that tomorrow, but we can only do it if people show up. You get in line, you bring your friends, you stay in line, you vote, and we get our country back. It's that simple. If Trump can do this for years and put up with billion-dollar fines and attempted jailing and attempted assassination attempts, like, we can stand in line for a little bit. We can stand in line. It's not that hard.
Yeah, and you know, Don Trump Jr., you made a great point before, which is that no overconfidence. I don't want anyone to be overconfident. I've got a really good feeling about how your dad's going to do tomorrow, but I don't care. I want everybody to act like this. This is going to come down to literally your vote. That has to be the way we think tomorrow.
We got to run like you're the third monkey in line for the Ark, and it's starting to rain. You know, that's what we got to do. If we go all in, we'll win. If we don't, if we get lazy, if we sit on our couch, we'll lose. And you'll have four more years of Kamala Harris destroying our economy, sending our kids off to war. We become unrecoverable as a country, as a beacon of freedom and liberty. That's gone. That's what's on the table. And I know it's on the table because they're literally saying it. You know, that pesky First Amendment these clowns keep talking about. I mean, they have lost their minds. The Democrat Party has lost their way. They're the party of censorship. They're the party of war. They're the party of everyone other than Americans. Okay, we need to end this now. The greatest example, as crazy as it sounds, is what happened to Peanut the Squirrel in New York. Rather than deal with, you know, the thousands of illegal immigrants that are punching cops in the face, we give them $10,000 and they get treated far better than an American citizen would. They don't even get in trouble. You know, these guys will take that time and they'll raid a guy's house who is a trained pet squirrel, like the smartest pet squirrel I've ever seen in my life. It's like the Elon Musk of pet squirrels. They will take it and they will kill it. Rather than focus on, I don't know, the hundreds of thousands of rats in New York City. I mean, that's the perfect analogy of what today's Democrats party about. It's about power and control. They don't want you to have any freedom. They don't want you to have anything. They want to be in every single aspect of your life, and they will exercise their will upon you. It does not have to be this way. Our founding fathers would be rolling over in their graves that we're even having this conversation today, Rich. That's where we are, and we can change that permanently tomorrow. Because it's not just Donald Trump now. Now you have a team of people who have surrounded him who can do incredible things with RFK for health. You have Tulsi Gabbard. You have Elon Musk. I mean, you got the greatest genius of our generation, the Einstein of our era. It's like, yeah, I can fix this.
Yeah.
You know, guy that's sending people into space. He's rescuing our astronauts because NASA, with a 75-year head start in the space race, can't quite do it. He's doing it on his own as a private citizen, and we can fix this. You know, these guys want to help him. Imagine what you do if you unleash those people on our government, how much money we would save, how much efficiency we create, how much innovation we'd be able to have. I mean, the sky is the absolute limit. But again, if you sit on your couch and you're too lazy to wait in line, or you think you got it, or, you know, or demoralized and you think you won't have it, then you're right. You won't have any of those things, and you can be off in the gulags with me.
Yeah, and two things. One is that I'll take Tulsi Gabbard over Liz Cheney any day of the week. That's like the greatest trade in political history. And number two, I know that your sister-in-law is working incredibly hard to make sure tomorrow's election is going to be secure. And we know what they're going to try to do. We know that. But Laura Trump, your sister-in-law, has been working so hard on this, and they got an army of lawyers ready to go. They got poll watchers ready to go. So if anybody thinks, like, I'm not going to vote because they're just going to steal it, no, don't give into that mindset. We too big to win. Just want the vote.
We're ready for it. We've been, you know, we filed over 100 lawsuits stopping this stuff. We're catching them early. We're on it, okay? And I want everyone else to be on it as well. If you see something fishy, video it, capture it. Make sure we can show the world what's actually going on in American elections. That said, if we show up in the numbers that I think we can show up on, because what's amazing is the early vote numbers are incredible, but there are our lowest propensity voters. Our best guys haven't even turned up yet. They want to vote on election day, and that's fine. But get in line, stay in line, cast your vote. If we can end this stuff on the East Coast quickly, that momentum carries to the West Coast. they can't play their games because it'll be too obvious. It'll be too flagrant. They won't be able to get away with it. So let's just end this tomorrow evening. Don't take any chances. Just get out and vote.
All right, I'm gonna let you go listen to your dad, and we're going to bump you for your dad. How does that sound?
It happens. It's fine. It's fine, Rich. I understand, buddy. I understand.
Thank you, my friend. Listen, thanks for all your hard work, Don Trump Jr. We're excited to celebrate. Let's do this. All right, buddy? Thank you.
Thank you, man.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, let's go right into his dad speaking in Reading, PA right now.
Upon our people. She's violated her oath of office. She's eradicated our sovereign border and unleashed an army of gangs and criminal migrants from prisons and jails, insane asylums and mental institutions, from all around the world, from Venezuela and the Congo in Africa, stealing countless American lives. And these are rough customers that are coming, much rougher than almost anybody in this room, other than the other night I had the Penn State National Champion Wrestling Team. Think of this. They have a great coach. They've won exactly 11 out of the last 13 national championships. And I looked at these guys. They came up. I brought them up. And we were at Penn State when we did a little bit of a rally. It was a little rally that we could have sold the place out about 15 times. But we brought them up. I heard they were here, and I brought them up. And they had more muscle than I ever saw in any human being. And I looked at them, I said, you know, fellas, you may be the only ones in this room, in this country, that could take the migrants in a fight. You may be the only ones. Then I said, but they fight dirty. They use knives and guns, and they do, and they are vicious, and they're tough. And we're going to get them the hell out. We have to. Our country's being destroyed. Our country is being destroyed here today. There's an incredible woman who I got to know, actually, over this tragedy, Patty Moran, whose heartbreaking story is a tragic warning of what will come to every city in America. It's coming to every city. It's already there. I mean, they don't want to even talk about it, but it's coming. It's only going to get worse. And by the way, 21 million people she allowed in, open borders. We have no idea who they are, and many of them are bad. If she ever won, I hate to even mention the concept, she's incompetent. If she ever won, she would have open borders the following day after the election, and you wouldn't have 21 million people, which is a record in history. You would have 221 million people coming over the next 4 years. And you could forget about your country. You would have no chance. Patty's wonderful daughter, Rachel Moran, was a 37-year-old mom of five precious, beautiful children. Rachel lived in Maryland, 1,500 miles from the border. Last year, while Rachel was out on a run, she wanted to always stay in good shape. Right near her home, she was brutally raped and murdered by an illegal alien who was led into the United States by the ridiculous open borders policy of Kamala. The savage who committed this heinous crime first killed another woman in El Salvador before walking across Kamala's open border. Come in and please come in. We'd love to have you into the United States. Isn't that wonderful? He then attacked a 9-year-old girl and her mother in a home invasion in Los Angeles, beating the hell out of both of them before murdering Rachel. Patty is really special. I got to know her. We had lunch together, and she's a very great woman. She said, like, you know, look, there's nothing you can tell somebody when that happens. You can't say, oh, well, time. I don't know. Sometimes time's good. Sometimes it makes it worse. I've had them say it's worse now than it was 10 years ago. But Patty's a fantastic person. I'd love to call her up. She'll say a few words about her beautiful daughter. Please. Patty. Thank you. Thank you. Nice way to be careful.
Thank you. Rachel, if you knew Rachel, everybody in our town knew Rachel. They loved her. She was a tiny little Spitfire. She was like 5 feet, 5'2". She loved her children. She was very dedicated to them. She was a small businesswoman. She worked very hard to support her children. She was physically active. She took very good care of herself. And after she passed away, we did a walk in our town. And we had over 2,000 people come out to the walk. And of the people that came out to the walk, they said to me, I didn't know her personally, but we bought coffee at the same place. And she always said hi, and she always had a smile. I had on the walk people that had immigrated into this country. And one of them that really touched my heart was a tiny little Cuban lady. She had left her country and had come here for safety reasons. She had just had two knee replacements. And her daughter knew my daughter, but her daughter had to work that day. So this lady with the two little knee replacements walked the trail for her daughter because her daughter was so impressed and so moved by Rachel. And this woman, at the end of the walk, wanted to take a picture with me and offered me $1 because that's what she had in her pocket to help towards expenses for my daughter. I told her to take the money and take her daughter out to lunch and give her a hug. But family is the most important thing that we have. There's a proverb, and the proverb says, when a righteous man reigns, the people rejoice, but when wickedness reigns, the people mourn. And it's been 4 years.
Not that I want to jump out of what she's saying, but I do want to. We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear more of Trump in just a moment. Here we got a lot going on. It's gonna be a busy show today. But I want to tell you that we talk about crime a lot. You hear them talking about it right now, right? Crime is everything. I still think it's a big issue in going into this election tomorrow. Security and safety, top priority for every business owner. Look no further than my friend Tom McCausland and McCausland Lock and Alarm to secure your facilities. They'll help you control access. That means a state-of-the-art key card system so you determine who gets where in your facility. And incredible camera systems so that you can keep an eye on everything. A lot of companies can sell you these things, sure. But there's only one Tom McCausland. His wealth of knowledge and his experience allow McCausland Lock and Alarm to effectively protect all types of facilities, no matter what the environment. And just as important, their customer service is unmatched. When you need assistance, you'll talk to a local expert, probably Tom. You'll never be stuck in a voice message system not knowing what number to push. So if you're serious about protecting your facilities, and you better be, you need to seriously consider McCausland Lock and Alarm. Call Tom at 610-430-1500. 610-430-1500. McCausland Lock and Alarm. 610-430-1500. Securing your business, securing your future.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's do this. Couple things real quick. Just a programming note. Our Politics and Pints speaker event. Next one is going to be me and Fela together on stage, having a blast together, joking around. That's going to be on November 13th. Tickets are on sale. It's going to be a hot show, and it's going to sell out really, really quickly. All right? So get your tickets now. Do it now at 1210WPHG.com. It's November 13th in Media PA. There'll be alcohol, obviously. Whenever Fail and I are together, there's alcohol. And I want to give a birthday shout out to a great friend of the show, Monique Britsky. Happy birthday, Monique. Thank you and your wonderful family for being such great friends of the show. I hope you have a great day today and enjoy your 21st birthday. I don't know if it's actually your 21st, but hopefully she'll party like it is. That's for sure. Happy birthday, Monique. Thank you for listening to the show. We appreciate it very, very much. You and all the Britskis. All the beautiful Britskis. All right, so let's jump back in. President Trump, future President Trump, hopefully tomorrow night, President-elect Trump, speaking in Reading, Pennsylvania. Let's take a listen.
I said to my people, he'll be indicted shortly. They indicted him. One of the indictments is he was upgraded in an airliner. Everyone gets upgraded. Anybody who's gotten upgraded, please raise your hand. You will be indicted. No, think of this. I've been upgraded. I used to fly that way. They used to upgrade me all the time. That would mean I have a potential additional investigation because I've been investigated more than Alphonse Capone. Think about it. He killed people at will. If he went out to dinner with this handsome gentleman right here and he didn't like him, he said, "You're looking at me the wrong way. I don't like you." He had no chance of making it out of the dining room. And I got investigated. Think of it. I got investigated more, and I did nothing wrong. And I have to say the Republican Party really stuck up for me. They said, "This is ridiculous." Unanimously. And they'll put the vicious and bloodthirsty criminals, we're going to get them. We're going to throw them out of the country first choice. If they're really crazy vicious, and we have many of them. Don't forget, of the 1,399 that are murderers, many of them committed two murders. Of these people, I don't know. I'd almost rather keep them in jail because, you know, if they come back. Now, we're going to have something about them coming back. It's serious. And we'll tell you about it. But we're going to either put them in jail or we're going to get them. And for the most part, we want to just get them the hell out of our country, right? No, they're emptying their jails and mental institutions to expedite removals of the removal of Trende Aragua and other violent gangs like MS-13, all savage gangs, tough gangs. They're tough. They're nasty. That's why I want to be with those Penn State guys. I feel very good. I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. You know, 1798, that's when they ran the country a little tougher than we run it today. Today you get a little slap in the wrist when you kill somebody. You kill somebody. Oh. Now, if you fight for a fair and free election, then they throw the book at you, right? Then they throw the book because they don't like it because you're getting too close. And you know, those numbers that are coming in today, nobody's ever seen numbers like this. It's a great tribute. So we're going to invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to target and dismantle every migrant criminal network operating on American soil. And if they come back into our country, it's an automatic 10 years in jail with no possibility of parole. And I'm hereby calling for the death penalty for any migrant that kills an American citizen or a law enforcement officer. You kill our citizens or you kill our law enforcement officers. You know, we have to protect them. They're in a dangerous situation. And we have very few. It's very hard to get them now. It's because we don't protect them. We don't stick up for them. We don't fight. I mean, we end up taking away their pensions. We end up taking away their house. They end up losing their families. We're going to fight for our law enforcement officers. Being a policeman used to be one of the most sought-after jobs in the country. Today, it's not. I visited a wonderful young family in Long Island. The door opens to a car and bullets start firing out. He's not allowed to do anything. He can't, you know, just horrible. It's very dangerous. And we're going to have it so they're going to want to be cops again. We want to be policemen. My father always said, don't ever use the word cops. That's not respectful. It's a little different than it is nowadays. Can you imagine? Because he had, my father had respect. Our family had always great respect for policemen. I'll never forget, I said to my father, Dad, the cops around here do a good job. Don't ever use the word cops. They're policemen. At that time, it was mostly policemen. Now it's policemen and policewomen. It's good. But that's a different, there's a whole different thing. We're going to bring it back to exactly like my father felt about him. He had total respect for them, and they did a great job. And you couldn't even get on the force. The standards were so high. Everybody wanted to be a policeman, or then, as it kicked in, a policewoman. And they're doing a great job. And I will immediately ban all sanctuary cities in the United States of America. We will secure our borders, and we will also rescue our economy, because our economy is in a mess, and I've seen it for a long time. I'm very good at that stuff. I've been talking about it for a long time. Scott Bessent, one of the smartest people on Wall Street, has been talking about it. In fact, he said the only reason the stock market's up is because everyone thinks Trump is going to become president this very year. Maybe the top guy on Wall Street. 4 years of Kamala have delivered nothing but economic hell for American workers. You know that. Her inflation disaster has made life unaffordable and cost families over $30,000 in higher prices. It's the cost. People tell me all the time, I actually talk to a lot of people. It's hard to believe. If I'm in a group, I say, come here, what do you like the best? Well, my groceries are there. They're always talking about groceries and the cost of cars, the cost of everything. The cost of anything. It's all inflation that they created. They created it so stupidly with screwing around with my energy policies. I had oil at $1. I thought it was 87. I was corrected by the government. It was $1.84 a gallon. Think of this. And today you're at $4 and $5 and actually going up. It's going to go up a lot. By the way, the day after the election, if something bad happens, you'll see oil at 10, 12, 15. Because these crazy people are trying to force electric cars down your throat. And we like electric cars, but they're not for everybody. And by the way, Elon Musk is incredible, what he's done. Do you know where he is right now? He's in Pennsylvania fighting for the election. He's campaigning, Elon. That 22-story rocket ship last week, did you see that? It's coming down. I say, oh, no, it's going to crash. Look at the gantry. It's coming too sharp. Stop it. Stop it. I didn't know it was him. I figured it was him because he's so far advanced. Who else could do this kind of stuff? Anyway, this thing's coming down. It's wrong angle. And then all of a sudden, it really looked like it had the whole deal was going to collapse, the gantry. That's the thing that holds it up. So it's coming down. Then all of a sudden, massive flames of fire and jets and everything comes pouring in from the left and pushes it over. And then it drops gently down. And then those two big arms come out like you're hugging your baby. Just grab that thing and put it gently down. Put it gently down in the pad. And it was a beautiful thing to see. See, now in the old days, I would have said, hugging something else, and I would have thought that was so smart to say. And then the fake news would be...
All right, we got to take a quick break. We'll come back, though. We'll have more of this and your reaction, your thoughts on everything. Trump is going to be rallying in Pittsburgh later today. And Kamala Harris has a total S show in Philadelphia happening, so just prepare accordingly. Listen, I'm traveling to Pittsburgh tonight because I'm going to do my show tomorrow from Dave McCormick's Victory Party, and I'm on the road a lot. That's why, whether I'm in New York or I'm home or in the studio, I want to have my VPN, and I use DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. For that reason, you got to get DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro. It is a secure 3-in-1 privacy suite. for only $10 a month. That includes a VPN to keep you safe online no matter where you are, at coffee shop, your office, wherever. Your data is encrypted so people can't spy on you and steal your stuff. And you can sign up right now by going to duckduckgo.com/1210WPHT. You're going to get a 7-day free trial, and it's only $10 a month. This is a no-brainer. You have to have this kind of level of safety and security in this day and age. So do it now. duckduckgo.com/1210WPHT. Privacy Pro from DuckDuckGo, duckduckgo.com/1210WPHT.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210WPHT. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.